Hola. We're just going to start talking because we're going to wait for people to join in and we're going to archive this so you guys can check it out. Today's Instagram live feed. It's going to be pretty awesome. We should name it something like, I don't know, Thursdays. So let me know what you guys think we could actually call it. But today we got two badasses that are going to join us. Brooke Dimon and Jacob Zaccone. So, both young drivers, Evo Power Sports drivers. Let me invite them in here real quick and then we can get them on. There's Brooke and Jacob. And then we can, start talking with them here real quick. Uh-oh, Brooke. It says that you need the latest Instagram version to join. You gotta upgrade your Instagram, girl. Do that real quick. I'm gonna get Jacob. So, Brooke. Update your apps, girl. Come on now. What's up, Jacob? How are you, dude?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. So we already had our first little incident of the night. Brooke's got to update her Instagram before I even let it. I'm going to try to see if I can read all the comments as they come in. But what's going on up there? You're in Colorado, right, dude?
Yeah. Not much. Just waiting it for... I'm waiting for it to warm up up here. I'm kind of sick of the cold, but yeah.
Dude, I feel you. I'm always sick of the cold, 100%. You would probably like it down here in Southern California, man. You can be outside all the time.
Yeah, I miss the 70-degree weather, that's for sure.
I think Brooke is actually trying to get on here, so I'm not sure. Let's try it again. See if we can get her going. Oh, there you go. You updated.
What's up?
I was actually pretty surprised. It updated really, really fast. So
your internet's working killer today.
The Wi-Fi was on my side today.
We already had a comment that says, hi from Baby Yoda. I'm sure that you guys probably know who that is. I don't know who that is. So
yeah.
Bro, look at these dudes. That's from Junior Doe. And then Legion Motorsports group says fire. Dope pick behind you, Jacob. Oh, what is it? I can't see it because I got all the comments.
It's my race car, or it's the race car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shout out to LG Creative Co. for getting that done.
Dude, Lindsay always does a good job, right?
Yeah.
Professional over here.
Well, you got your car done like pretty recently too, didn't you, Brooke? Does it look like kind of the same or what?
It's looking different colors, but yeah, it's looking the same and she's looking good, so.
What was the catalyst behind that? Did somebody tell you that you guys should both, because both of you guys are Evo drivers. So did you guys like, I don't know, talk about that and get it all set up?
Probably random. No.
Lindsay just joined too. She's waving.
That's awesome. No, I think, it was Tazikon's idea of wrapping both the cars, and Jacob got the red, so he was like, what color do you want to do? I'm like, what about a blue? So
it's kind of like a baby teal blue kind of, huh?
Mm-hmm, it's really pretty.
What's up, Joe? Yeah, it really looks good. Have you guys taken any pictures with the cars side by side?
Not side by side. But that would be killer to do.
That would be. Well, you guys got a race coming up, don't you? Silver State 300?
Yeah, coming up here in like 3 weeks, I think it is.
Dude, yep. Are you nervous, Jacob? This is going to be like one of your, I guess, maiden voyages, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the maiden voyage for the car behind me.
Red?
Yeah.
It needs a name.
I'm thinking Hyper 2.0. That's what the car was before me. And I think I'm just going to stick with that.
I'm feeling Red Dragon, dude. Since you got red, you should call it Red Dragon.
Red Dragon sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I even have a little logo, but I can send it over. I can give a vector file to Lindsay, and you can put it on there. Because I had a little motorcycle, a 110, called the Red Dragon in honor of Old School, the movie.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. Honestly, that's probably the name I'm going to go with, because that sounds really cool.
Yeah, and then whenever anybody walks up to you or you're at the races, they're like, what are you doing? Be like, dude, I'm just tuning up the Red Dragon. It's not exactly street legal, but still.
Yeah.
Did you guys remember those quotes from Old School or no?
No.
I don't think so.
You're going to have to go back and watch it, dude. It's good. Do you remember the bring your green hat and go streaking through the quad into the gymnasium?
I don't. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I just
he's talking to Snoop Dogg?
I just saw a comment from X3 Baby Yoda. Yeah, Josh Martel, who works for Evo, his car is named the Red Dragon or the Little Dragon or something like that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Richard Jeffries just said that, too. Dude, you got blown out, man. Yeah. You're going to have to figure out a different name, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I think I really liked the Red Dragon, so probably after that, Hyper 2.0.
Yeah, Hyper 2.0 sounds pretty good, too. Yeah, Jessica said that you guys are too young for that movie. That's crazy, though. That makes me feel so old, Jessica. I tell you what, man. All right, so Silver State 300 is coming up. I know, Brooke, you're excited for it, but let's see what Jacob is feeling about it first. So, like, what do you think, man? Are you getting all prepped up?
Yeah, I'm nervous, that's for sure. It's going to be an exciting race. It's going to be a chase race, so that's going to be really fun for me, I think, because I don't know. I just, like, I get tired of seeing the same stuff over and over again, like at ETP World Championships. I just kind of got sick of seeing the same thing and over again. So I'm excited, you know, for new territory, like the whole race.
Yeah, that is actually a good point, because people have such different, styles of driving. And that's pretty cool that you guys understand that. Like loop races, like for a guy like me, since I grew up doing motocross, I love those, because it's like, okay, next lap I can go faster, the next lap I can go faster. And you like remember your lines and what's better. And but it sounds like you're going to actually like the point-to-point stuff a little bit more, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited for that for sure.
Excuse me. Richard Jeffries asked Jacob what his favorite salad is.
it's very funny. RJ, you're a funny man. Very funny man. I'm going to have to say probably a salad from Cafe Rio with steak and lime vinaigrette dressing.
Dude, that's such a boring answer. Give us the inside scoop. What is he asking that question for?
I can't. I don't want to share. That. No.
It's not PG-13?
No, it's like rated.
Oh, that's hilarious. I wish we could hear it. All right, if you want to give us a little tip, RJ, you can just like put it in the comments or something.
No, RJ, don't do that. Don't do that.
and then Baby Yoda said, have you guys like pre-ran the track or checked it out first?
For Silver State?
Lindsay said, please don't.
yeah, you guys don't want to hear that. That's for sure.
It sounds like RJ wants to say it, though.
RJ, do not hear it. I swear if you do.
Oh, that's all right. Brooke and I blew Justin out on the air one time for shock therapy. You got him pretty good. all right, so you're stoked on that race. Do you have any, like, different preparation? Because I know that you're kind of just getting your feet wet starting racing. Do you have any different preparation that you're going to do for this race instead of, like, what you guys did at Parker when you were, helping out, so to speak?
Yeah, so the car from Parker was pretty much in perfect condition. So the prep work is minimal, for me at least. Honestly, kind of just cleaning it up and inspecting everything and going over every nut and bolt, pretty much. And other than that, I guess kind of just mentally preparing myself and my co-driver. So we're doing a lot of testing before the race, just getting comfortable in the car together. And yeah, that's pretty much all the prep we're going to do. We are going to replace the dog bones because those washed out at last race and probably while we were testing. So other than that, probably minimal prep work.
It sounds like you're actually doing a pretty good job. You know what you're doing. So what about you, yeah. Brooke? What have you been doing to get prepared for Silver State?
Well, we pretty much going over the car. We tore it down a few weeks ago to kind of get it ready and just have Dad look at it and see what we needed to replace. Hopefully, I'm having new A-arms going on the car from Deviant Motorsports. So I'm super excited about that. So hopefully we'll have those on by the 300, and if not, maybe the next race.
Right on.
And then just getting things going, put new tires on for the next race. So it should be really, really fun. But pretty much the car is in perfect condition from the last race, which I'm super grateful for.
Well, so I appreciate you guys telling us about the cars, but a lot of people that are in our audience want to know more about your personal lives or what you guys do to get into racing. Jacob, I don't know if you noticed, but Brooke has some new glasses on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I personally am a huge proponent in clear vision when you race. So what do you feel like you're going to do now that you've prepared your body a little bit more to go see what you're going to be looking at the Silver State?
Honestly, I kind of – the thing that I'm most scared for is driving beyond my limits and, you know, missing stuff while driving.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just, like, kind of pushing myself beyond my limits. So I think for this race, we're definitely going to take it easy, take it as kind of a prep race and just get our feet wet. And then next race, we'll step it up and so on and so forth.
That's actually a good point to bring up, and we'll ask you the same question in just a sec, Brooke, but that's a good point to bring up, is making that sure that desert racing is a lot of attrition, right? So, like, making sure that you stay within your limits and you don't always have to go balls to the wall. So I think that's a really good strategy, especially for a person like you, Jacob, that you're going to have many, many races to come. So I think it's a good opportunity to just kind of get your feet wet.
Yeah. I kind of scared my coach ever when we went testing, because I went out thinking, you know, it's going to be like YouTube Worlds. I'll just go. And I was very humbled, because, you know, it's about, I don't know what the word is, but, like, kind of just, like, keeping the car together. And yeah. That's all we're going for is finishes this season. And then next season we'll definitely step it up. But I definitely want to get, you know, just finishes under my belt for this season.
How do you keep yourself, like, not just going full wood, though?
Honestly, I think my co-driver had a lot to do with that, because he, before we went testing for the first time, he definitely was like, you know, I'm going to tell you to push yourself. And then after we got in the car together, he's like, yeah, you know, I don't want you to drive out or outdrive this car. And, you know, I want to make sure that we finish. And so I think we both learned a lot. And I think we're both a little bit more mentally prepared for what to expect and how we are going to, like, calm ourselves down during the race and not just push it 100% all the time. Mostly focus on, you know, going slow, taking it easy and making sure we finish.
I'll just throw it out there. It's probably pretty hard to not go 100% with all that Evo power.
Very true. Yeah, that car, I mean, it's a basic off-the-shelf Stage 3 R-Tune, but it's very powerful. A lot more powerful than you'd expect from a race car.
How fast is your car, Brooke? Is it pretty quick, too?
Pretty fast. It is really, really fun.
Well, that's good that you got all that power, but now you can see a little bit better with your glasses, right? Are you going to wear your glasses during the race, or do you have contacts, or, like, what are you thinking?
So I just got them today, but they do say that they do make contacts, or I already ordered the contacts and hopefully have them for the next race. But, of course, I won't be able to wear my glasses because of dust and everything. So if I don't like...
And it sucks, too, because, like, when you're in your helmet, they shake.
Yeah, those fakes.
Yeah, it gets up, you're like all super confused. Contacts are the way to go for sure.
Yep. So hopefully they'll work, but if they make me sick, then I'll just either take out the contact and just go with my normal eyes, because I'm good far sight. It's just I'm, like, not very good nearsighted.
You're not trying to read any books these days?
Yeah, no.
So let me see here. The Robbie Hargens? Said, I'm curious, what kind of physical training do you guys do to prepare for? I told you this question was going to come up, Brooke. What kind of physical training do you guys do to prepare for the race?
Go ahead.
You first.
I'm not racing, so I'm just eating tacos 24/7.
Right. Well, of course, like, water is a big thing and trying to stay up on that water. But I've been going to actually the gym here lately of just getting working on more stamina. I'm never going to be built, but working on, like, stamina so I can last more. Dude,
cardio is your best friend when you do endurance sports, man. That's why I just love riding the road bike, because I can just, like, I'm like a diesel. Like, no matter what happens, I can just keep going. Like, I love it. It's so fun. And there's so many people that hate cardio. They just want to go slam weights at the gym, right? And I'm into that, but, like, I just love cardio for some reason. Plus, it maybe to go on a little bit different note, is, like, not physical training, but mental training, that clearing your head makes a huge difference. Yes, so the Robbie, the same dude, he said Swole Brook would be terrifying. let Jacob talk. He is king. What does that mean? You work out hard or what?
I don't know, man. That's one of my friends, and I don't know what he's trying to say, but
he's saying you're king, so you should be thankful for that.
Exactly. And the famous thing, you know, we got famous Jacob on here.
Yeah.
I latched onto that so hard in that Instagram story.
Yeah, I was confused at what you guys meant, because I'm just like, I'm some nobody from Colorado, you know, just getting into the sport.
Dude, it was because of the picture. The picture makes you look full Kanye. Like, you're all bulked out, like, just staring at the screen. It's so sick.
Yeah, yeah. Was
that Lindsay's help doing those pictures?
Yeah, Lindsay and Fernando, I think his name was, they did some awesome pictures together and got me dialed with pictures.
Got you famous. Dude, she just straight up got you famous with one picture, man. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, so Brooke, Brian Hawkins commented in and he said, LOL, I went through a whole tour in Iraq wearing one set of contacts. True story.
Holy cow.
Dude, my eyes would have been dead.
Yep.
Jacob has done 75 hard for like 150 days now with his dad. What's that? Those boys are animals.
Yeah, so 75 hard is this program that me and my dad have done for a while now. Basically, it's like 2 45-minute workouts a day. One of them has to be outside. Drink a gallon of water a day. Read 10 pages of a book. Follow a diet, and you can't divert at all. And it's been really hard. And we've started over multiple times. I think our furthest day in was day 56, and we restarted for stupid stuff like forgetting to take our progress picture one night or forgetting to read. But yeah, it's been a really cool experience and I enjoy it a lot.
How many days have you been doing that? Are you shredded now?
I'm not shredded, but I'm getting close. I'm getting close. I think
that makes me feel so lazy.
It's been hard. It's been hard. Definitely. Like race days have been hard. Days when we're traveling have been hard. But yeah, I mean, we just push through it and get it done. But yeah.
Beck Honeybee said 100 push-ups in 5 minutes. You can do 100 push-ups in five. Dude, you got to be going quick.
I can't do that. I don't know what he's talking about.
And then Baby Yoda said, who's going to be your co-pilots for each of you? So who's going to be yours, Jacob?
I'm going to have Parker Darland as my co-driver. He works for RJ at Jeffrey's Performance. So yeah, I'm excited for that because he's kind of around my age. I think he's like 18 ish. So it's going to be exciting.
What about you, Brooke?
I'll have Chris Moore in the car for the 300, and he did, his first time was at the Parker 250 and he did really, really well. So, we'll see how he does with 300.
Hey, so I don't know if you guys can see, but I'm at IMG Motorsports. That's James's car in the back. And look what I found on the lunch table.
Hey.
Billy Long.
So you drove that car, didn't you, Brooke?
I did. That car was so fun.
It has like sand tires. Look like he's at the dunes.
Yeah.
You guys take that thing out to the dunes or anything? Or like what was the reason it was at the dunes?
I think so that was.
Oh, dude, he's ripping right here.
Who's driving?
I don't know. Some dude with like just a skull cap on.
Yeah. Him and his girlfriend decided to come down to Glamis for Thanksgiving when we were all there. And he wanted to bring his race car out because he figured no one else had done it or would do it. And yeah, it's pretty much how it happened.
Yeah. We used to do that in the Razors. Like when I was a part of the UTV Wolfpack, we used to take out our race cars out there to the dunes. We would just ride them one time. There you go. Woo-wee. You guys did a good job getting that car all dialed in. Yeah. All right. So Beck Honeybee says much love. Whoop whoop. And then let's see. Evastar Racing. Are you both entered in for the Silver State 300 in the rally class? Yeah. So what class are you guys doing?
Jacob, go.
Hey, Richard Jeffries says because Billy parties. That's why he's out there to do it.
No, we're both entered in for the rally class, so we're actually teammates, but also opponents, so it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Who do you think's going to do better? Are you already making bets?
Brooklyn, for sure. I'm straight up right now.
You're not even making bets?
I'm not even going to make a bet. Brooklyn's
so basically, so basically, you're like the company Apple. You set the bar really low and then just overachieve. So if you beat her, you're like so good.
I mean, if that happens, great. But I'm not counting on that happening.
So, well, you guys both have badass cars with a lot of power.
Very true, very true. It's
what are the rules or limitations on the rally class? Like, what can you have as mods?
I think you can build a full, like, pro turbo legal race car other than having a fuel cell and full doors, I think.
Is that what it is, Brooke?
Yeah, I think so. The only thing that I am is what my car is lacking from taking it to a pro turbo class is the fuel cell.
Oh.
So that's the only thing I'm lacking in my car.
That means that you guys just have to stop and get gas way more often, right?
Yeah.
So you can't put a fuel cell in, you have to run the stock tank?
For rally, yes. And then for sportsman, which is like rally, but with a fuel cell.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Rusty said, yeah, no fuel cell. That's pretty cool. This car raced in the rally class too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, well, one thing that I was going to ask is what you guys have been up to, like, outside of racing. Cause I mean, like every racer, right? It totally engulfs their life, but we want to know like what you guys been up to during the week.
Brooklyn.
Oh boy. My like weekly thing. Well, I go ride my horse a lot. And then pretty much I come home and...
What's your horse's name, dude? Give us some love.
My horse's name is Dunny. She is a quarter horse red dun, and I've had her since I was 9 years old.
Dang!
And, yeah, she is like the love of my life, and I love her to death, but she can be a pain in my butt sometimes.
How much work is it to take care of a horse? Because I feel like that's a pretty big job.
It's so much. It is like... Like, you know, when, like, a child, like, you have to keep reminding a child things, like, all the time. No, don't touch that. Yeah, that's exactly the same thing with a horse, but their whole life.
So it's preparing you good for when you have a children. Yeah, so Evastar Racing said, I have a fuel cell and am legal in the rally class. And then a couple comments came in and said, sandbaggers in the rally class fuel cells. Oh, that's funny. So maybe you shouldn't have commented that, Evastar. you don't want to get protested. What have you been up to, Jacob?
Honestly, mostly just schoolwork and just getting physically and mentally ready for the Silver State 300. I've been hanging out with my friends a lot, and that's been interesting and fun at the same time.
So schoolwork and just getting jacked?
Pretty much, yeah. We're all about...
Dude, that's awesome, though. So one thing that I think is pretty cool that, like, well, a lot of people don't understand, especially with 2020 and COVID and all this stuff, but, like, school's way different, and school is already hard to keep, like, a racing career or a job or whatever. Like, doing both of them, like, you got to give yourself props for that, man.
Yeah, it's definitely been hard. But, I mean, with online school, it's a little easier because I can get school done in large quantities when I can and then not do school when I can't or, like, when I'm traveling. So that's been really nice, except for...
On your own time?
Yeah, so that's been nice, except for, like, when I'm gone for, like, a month straight and I don't have time to do school. I get a little behind, so then I just get work my way caught up.
RJ was saying that you were ripping the snow scoot, so were you guys riding snowmobiles?
Oh, yeah. So the snow scoot, it's like a pit bike, but it's a snowmobile. It's like,
what?
Yeah, it's like a 90cc snowmobile, and it's the funnest thing. Like, it's more fun than the big snowmobiles, just because, like, we built a kind of like pit bike snow track in our front yard with, like, jumps and straightaways and stuff, and they're a lot of fun.
That's pretty cool. Will you send me a picture of that so I can check it out and see what that thing's all about?
Yeah, for sure, I will.
Or maybe post one on your Instagram story so all of us can see it.
Yeah, for sure, I will.
Yeah, and then I can't. Steve Santa 05 said health and fitness. Goldie's, what's up, guys? That snow scoot sounds kind of cool, Brooklyn, don't you think?
That thing's cool.
Oh, you seen it?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it in person, but RJ was posting all about it, and on their vlog, Jeffrey's performance vlog, he had it all on there, and it was really funny.
Dude, that sounds pretty cool. Us people that don't get snow in our state, then we can't ever ride those things, I guess, huh?
Yeah. But I, in my personal opinion, I think the snow scoot is a lot more fun than the big sleds.
Really?
Yeah, because I just, I don't know, like race it, like we do time trials where we do like lap by lap. And I don't know, just racing against each other is fun for
How
me.
How big is the motor?
I think it's 90 cc's.
That's it?
Yeah.
So you're just full wood the whole time?
Pretty much, yeah.
Dang, that's kind of cool. Yeah. excuse me. All right, so I just had a bean burrito because I was really, really hungry, and it basically made me pregnant before this interview. What'd you guys eat for lunch?
I think, what I have? Oh, I had Taco Bell, so I like the same thing.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Except for Taco Bell is not as good as Miguel's. I got to give you that.
True. I've never had that.
It's pretty good. I think it's only Southern California, though, because I didn't have it in Arizona either. What'd you have, Jacob?
This is going to sound really, really basic, but I had avocado toast with an egg and some chicken.
Dude, it's because you're getting shredded.
Yeah, gains, man.
I don't feel as accomplished as Jacob over here now.
I know. Don't you feel like he, like every time he says something like all is good, like first of all, he's famous. Second of all, he's been eating super good. Third, he's like just jacked, like shredded right now. And yep. He's doing all this schoolwork. Like I feel so lazy.
Yep. He's this famous race car driver. I mean, like I'm a low tier to like Jacob.
I love that you guys can joke around. It's going to be super cool though, that when you guys get to the races, you can be a good team group and like really have a good time together.
Yeah, it's definitely really fun in the pits with Brooklyn and her whole family.
Do you guys? Yeah, they do an awesome job too. Do you guys miss seeing each other at the races? Because I know a lot of people are just jonesing to get back to the races.
Like I was excited for the UTV Legends race, and then it got canceled sadly. But it's getting rescheduled. But I was really ready for that, and then they canceled it. I'm like, oh, I guess I gotta wait for the 300.
Yeah, it makes you like way more anxious to get out there.
Yep.
So this weekend I'm gonna go check out that Great American Short Course race up in Victorville. I think that's gonna be pretty fun because there's so many people getting ready to go out there now, like all kinds of people that haven't even raced in a while, like even Dustin Nelson bringing out his SR1, dusting it off, getting ready to race. It's pretty sick, man. I can't wait to get out there and go hang out with everybody.
That's cool.
Richard Jeffries, Brooke, if you come up on Jacob, are you going to hit the PTP or just nerf him? What's PTP?
Push
the pass.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It will depend on Jacob if he stays in my way or politely moves on.
Honestly, if I know it's you behind me, I'm just going to speed up.
Oh, so you're going to be the jackrabbit?
Yep. Okay.
And Todd commented in and said Brooke was badass without her glasses. Now she can see. Forget it, Jacob. You're screwed. Lindsay's laughing too.
I love your support.
Dude, Dad already throwing you under the bus. Maybe he's pissed because you're getting more swole than him, dude.
On a daily, and he throws me under the bus on a daily.
That's cool. Like I said, like I think it's one of the best things is that you guys can mess around with each other. It's pretty cool. Do you know what your starting position is? Like who starts first?
They haven't come out with that list. I think the on Best in the Desert's website it says the draw is April 14th.
Oh, okay. So it's coming up.
Yeah.
At least the race.
Oh, that red.
The race is I think it's April 29th. If I believe, to like the second or something.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere around there.
I put my money on Brooklyn. Man, Jacob, you're just getting tore up, son. That's all right, because you already set the bar low. So now if you win, all these dudes are going to have to eat their words.
Exactly, man.
It's okay. I'll be ready to wave, you know, as you go by. It's okay.
Dude, RJ just totally bashed it right here. He said we should just leave the number plate off the back so we don't have to put a new one on later.
very funny, RJ.
Dude, so Rusty said May 1st. Well, that means you guys still got a little bit of time to get prepared. Brooklyn, you can go out there and just start jogging like 50 miles a day, dude.
Oh, 50, you know what? I might keel over at that point. 50 miles. I'm not a runner.
Do either of you guys like bicycle riding?
I have an electric bike, which is really fun.
A mountain bike?
Yeah, it's an electric mountain bike.
So do you go on the trails?
I can, it's just I choose not to.
Like, are you going like on the hardcore trails, or are you going like the bunny trail?
I'm basic. I'm like basic balance, I guess.
You just don't want to biff it and hurt yourself before the race. That's a good idea, though. What
Yeah.
about you? You guys really can't like ride mountain bikes that much up there, can you, Jacob?
It's a big deal in our town. Our ski mountain in the summer when it closes, they have a bunch of like mountain bike terrain and stuff like that. I never really got into that personally. I liked stuff with horsepower. So,
Over here with Jacob, why would he take a bicycle when he's got a snowmobile and
exactly. There's
What
my
kind of truck do you have? Raptor?
I have a Raptor,
Dude, ball in.
yeah.
What color is it?
it's silver.
Dude, that sounds pretty cool. What are you driving now, Brooke? Mustang?
Driving a Mustang GT.
Dang, dude. See, both of you guys are flossing. I drive a huge white van, so that's pretty lame. Hey, so you guys got to test that. I don't know if you did, Brooklyn, but you guys got to test that 2021 Can-Am, put some miles on that bad boy, right, Jacob?
Yeah, we I only went testing in Moab, and but there was a bunch of testing with RJ and a bunch of other people from Evo that tested out in Glamis and Geyser Loop in Phoenix. And yeah, I just sat co-driver for my dad while he did everything pretty much in Moab.
That's still pretty cool because you get to get out there and do it, have some fun stuff. Yeah, RJ said the kid worked his ass off and paid for the Raptor himself. That's pretty bitchin', dude.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad for the guy that I bought it from because I definitely negotiated my way down in price.
Ooh, nice, dude. Got it for a steal or what?
Yeah, I it was like 4 or 5 grand below what he was asking, so
Ooh, nice, dude. Homeboy needed to freaking get the wife happy or something.
I guess so.
Dude, good job on that one. Learning how to get shredded, get a Raptor, and get a good deal on it. That's pretty sweet. Brooklyn, have you done any donuts in your car?
No, because I have two parents that I'm scared of. So I have Mustang as like the show car, and the race car is what I have.
Oh, that's the one that you can peel out in. That's probably good, though. Hey, so Jacob, how was that 2021 Can-Am? Was it decent?
Yeah, it's fast.
I'm
Just for
not
the
supposed to be
basic.
talking about Can-Am right now because I got my Polaris apparel on, but we'll go ahead and just keep going.
Yeah, so with the tune, with the basic 91 tune from Evo that they're testing right now, it's fast. It's a lot faster than stock. I can tell you that right now. We were doing pulls in Moab just like on some flat ground, and it got up. It got up for sure. It was very fast.
RJ said, "Rusty, will you please let her do a donut?" Yep. Or just take your car next time you're down in Phoenix, take it over to RJ's shop. I'm sure somebody over there will gladly take it for a spin. So what about like yeah, there you go. Jacob wants to do it. Hey, Jacob, so what about like belts and stuff and those things? 'Cause I'm still scared of these CVT cars, man.
Like after like Evo belts.
Yeah, I just want to see like how long they last, like so we can kind of understand like when you put a tune on it, how long those things last for.
Yeah, so for me and Rick, who was driving in the Parker 250, we didn't have any belt issues at all. We had some pretty high belt temps, but we never blew a belt. And then when I co-drove for Billy Long at the Pahrump 250 at the beginning of the year, we were doing probably 200 miles before we blew a belt, but we were like on the wood the whole way doing it between 80 and 95.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so we were 200 and some miles in. It's so like right before the end, and yeah, so it took a lot for the belt to blow. I think when it blew, it was like 218, 219 belt temps, but we were running a while at those temps, and It lasted a long time.
UTVs have come such a long way, like, and obviously you guys are properly tuning the clutches and stuff like that, but back in the day when I had my Polaris on the short course track, dude, we could never keep belts on them like the way that we can now. It's super cool.
Yeah, for sure. They definitely last longer than stock. I think the key is wearing them properly, because I've seen people that just go ham on belts right away and don't break them in. Like, just driving it around, you know, nice and calm, they just go right for a pull of Oldsmobile Hill and don't lift, and they blow a belt right away because they haven't worn it in, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, those belts will last quite a while.
Jessica said, yeah, clearly, Jessica, it would be a lot faster with some VP. And I think she's talking about your car, Brooke. And RJ said, consider it done. So it sounds like he's already got his hand ready to move the seat back a little bit and start shredding that thing. clutching is key here. Evo kit or STM is the way to go. Yeah, I don't know anything about clutching, so I'm glad Jacob was able to give me a little bit of information on it. How about three Can-Am drivers pre-run in a Razor and none know how to change a belt? I don't know what that means.
You can tell the story, Brooklyn.
I can't wait to hear this.
So, my brother was kind enough to lend Billy Long, Jacob, and I his Razor to go pre-run the Prump race early, where Jacob actually co-drove for Billy Long. And so, you know, we're all three Can-Am drivers, and we know how to change a Can-Am belt. Well, Razor, we're not really, like, good at. So, of course, you know, we blow a belt, and we're in the middle of nowhere. And three Can-Am drivers are looking at this Polaris clutching and belt, trying to change it, and we can't do it. And it took us about 3 hours and trying to find help.
Really?
Yeah.
We had to get
out. That's so weak. That's so weak, Brooke. I'm sorry, man. did you have cell phone service where you could have, like, phoned a friend?
It was very minimal. We had to get towed out by the race supporters. But yeah, like, the clutch tool that comes from the factory, it broke off in like all the way into the clutch, and yeah,
that's no bueno, dude. You can't really do much with if you don't have, like, big tools after that.
Long, he was a part of it too.
So you gotta call him out so you don't look bad. Yeah, so, and Gage Racing said, are you going to race the Silver State? Yeah, we Gage 50. They are going to go to the Silver State. We were talking about it earlier. So if you didn't see the beginning of the live feed right now, you just logged on. I'll save it after we're done, and then you can go and check it out. Like, maybe you guys can share it on your stories too, so people in your audience can see it.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, and Rusty said you guys got towed out. If you guys could drive, like, any UTV race car, like anybody's car during a race, like, let's just say the No Limit car, Brandon Sims car, anybody's car for one race, what car would you pick?
Brooklyn? I haven't thought about it. I have to think for a sec.
Oh, you put me on the spot. I don't know. Either probably Phil Barton's No Limit car, because, I mean, he always finishes, so that'd be a super fast, fun car to race. Also, Dustin Battle Axe Jones's car, that would be super fun. And probably Kyle Channing's car.
You got to be specific on Dustin's car, though, because the car that he brought to Texplex had a Rockford Fosgate system, it had cooler with beer in the back, and he was still murdering all those jumps.
That's how to do it. But I think out of all those drivers, I'd probably Kyle Channing's car.
Oh, really? You like that car?
Yeah.
I didn't ever get to see that car. Was it sweet?
Too, so.
Wait, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
He just also won the King of Hammers, too, so that'd be pretty cool.
But you want to drive his desert car, though, or King of the Hammers car?
Probably his desert car.
I didn't get to see that car. Was it at Parker?
No.
So it sounds like it must be pretty sweet, then.
Yeah.
Right on. All right, what about you, Jacob? Whose car are you taking for a spin?
Honestly, I'm going to have to go with probably Kyle Chaney's desert race car for King of Hammers. That one.
Why you got a copy?
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's what I thought. I mean, probably either that or Dustin Jones's car last year, that turquoise one. That one was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that one did look super cool. Plus, that was kind of Brooks' color, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet. All right, so let's kind of wind this thing down here. We'll do some of the rapid-fire questions that we usually do on the live shows on Monday nights. Let's see here. Okay, we'll go Jacob first and then Brooke second, okay?
Perfect.
All right, first question. Dunes or the river?
Dunes.
Dunes.
We both going dunes, huh? Is it because you want to be like this guy right here?
Yep.
Exactly.
My idol. Ripping.
So is that what you guys are going to do at the end of the year, take your race cars out to the dunes?
I know I'm going to take mine out for Thanksgiving weekend. I'm excited to see it out there with paddles.
Dude, that'd be super cool. Even if you don't drive it, just see pictures of it, right?
Exactly. All about, you know, just got to make the Instagram look good.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so three-wheeler or quad?
Three-wheeler.
Three-wheeler.
You're going three-wheeler too? You guys are both going death machine? So we had somebody answer three-wheeler, but they were, like, super specific, saying, like, I don't know, Kawasaki 200 last time. It was Steve Westfall, the Rockstar Energy Husqvarna team manager. And he, like, sent a picture in, and I looked it up on OfferUp. Dude, those things are still going for, like, between $3,000 and $5,000, and they're, like, I don't know, 1975 or something.
Yeah, everyone wants those three-wheelers, and it's insane how, like, big of a market there is for them still.
Dude, but they're so sketchy.
I mean, I have a 70 in my garage, an ATC 70 with a 140 in it, and that thing rips. It's scary, but it's really fun.
Yeah, those little tires with 140 cc's, of course that thing is scary. Do you guys both watch motocross? I don't think you do you, Brooke?
I watch, like, Supercross, yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay, Cincerillo or Osborne?
Oh, Cincerillo.
You're going Cincerillo. What about you, Jacob?
I don't watch motocross at all. I don't follow
it. Weak. All right, we just, like, broke up, dude.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I should have just picked a name and gone with it.
Just stole you, faked it, just pretend like you know.
Exactly.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
If it's sweet tea, then I'm going to go sweet tea. If it's not, then coffee.
Oh, okay. You're a big sweet tea person. Pizza rolls or jalapeno poppers?
Pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I thought jalapeno poppers were going to get the win on that one. Favorite soda?
Dr. Pepper.
Same.
Dude, I keep telling everybody, do you guys forget about Cactus Cooler?
I don't even know what that is.
Dude, you have to go get it. You might change your mind. It might actually change your whole life, dude.
Dang.
Cactus Cooler is where it's at, man. So if you go to the store and they have Cactus Cooler, you got to pick one up and hit it. Brooke, I think you already answered some of these questions, but we'll just pretend like you didn't, okay?
All right.
If you had one superpower, what would it be?
Super speed.
Like running speed?
Yes.
Wait. Why would you run when you have a race car?
Well, just so I can go fast. Like, I'm talking, like, fast. Like, impossible fast.
Yeah,
like,
see, Stoked to Shred just chimed in and said Cactus Cooler is life.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know what that is.
Dude, and this is not an age thing either. This is just Cactus Cooler has not done as good of a job as Dr. Pepper marketing themselves. They're not in as many stores. But it really is life, so go check it out. Please, Cactus Cooler, will you sponsor the Dirt Life Show? all right, what would your superpower be, Brooke?
Probably fly.
You're going flying?
I'm flying.
Have you guys seen the movie Jumper where he can, like, just, like, think about himself in a certain spot and he can just go there? It's kind of like just teleporting real quick.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be so sick to have that superpower because then you don't need to be fast. You just zap over wherever you're going.
Oh, very true, very true. I might have to change teleportation for going.
Uggs or Crocs?
Crocs.
Crocs.
Okay, Steve from Shock Therapy just joined in. Steve, are you going Uggs or Crocs, buddy? favorite flavor of ice cream?
Vanilla.
Strawberry.
Strawberry vanilla, dude. That's so boring. We had another kid answer vanilla the other day, though, too, and he was, like, trying to give me, like, the whole deal behind it, and I was just like, dude, just give up.
But you can like add anything you want to it. So like you can.
Oh, you're getting all that extra? You're not basic.
Hey, I mean, like you can go like chocolate or you can go fruity. It's like a world of options.
Dude, like when you go to the frozen yogurt store and the kid gets like vanilla, but he puts gummy worms, Oreos, sprinkles.
Exactly. There's so much to build off of vanilla. With chocolate, you have to stick with chocolate. Otherwise, it turns out not great.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so Steve said Crocs because you can put them in four-wheel drive. Yeah! Oh, that's hilarious, dude. Oh, there you go. RJ said Steve should co-drive for me. Well, I don't know, dude. He brings all kinds of special treats every time I give him opportunity.
Please do that and please film that. I would love to watch.
That would be pretty funny. Us and the unicorn, we would just be making all kinds of noise, getting blown away by the guys with suspension.
Yep.
All right, so let's see here. What's the next question? Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Oh, I forgot one. Most memorable race.
Parker 250 2021.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys did have a lot of stuff going on, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun with, like, the whole film crew and stuff like that.
Oh, Jessica just shut us down, Steve. She said Uggs because mine are always in four-wheel drive. Dang, dude, we got shut down hard. That's true, though, because there's nothing like Uggs get tons of traction, don't they, Brooke?
Yeah, true. But I never take Uggs boots out to the sand dunes. You will get sand completely in them, but your feet will be warm.
The whole time?
RJ is going to fight at Brooklyn.
What happened?
RJ is going to fight Brooklyn on that. He loves to wear his Uggs in the dunes.
But he gets sand all in them, and it's just like the toes, and it's just not good.
I know. I don't get the point of that. It's Crocs or sandals.
Wait.
Yeah, I always feel like sandals is like the number one shoe.
I didn't hear that, Brooklyn. What'd you say?
Have to bring up your moon boots that you wore all the dunes.
Yeah, I got, like, they're Vans high tops, but they're, like, winter boots. They're the greatest thing alive.
They sound pretty cool.
They're amazing.
He's like Mick Jagger out at the dunes.
Yeah. Maybe you should call your car Mick Jagger, dude.
I'm the flyest looking kid in Glamis with my shoes, with my moon boots.
That's what you need to name your car, dude. It's called Mick Jagger. So Jessica said, where did she go? Yeah, Uggs in the desert, 100%. So it sounds like everybody thinks Steve and I should definitely do a race together. All right, Steve, if we're going to do a race together, though, we need a different car because the Wag Z is going to do horrible in the desert. And sounds like we're going to have to go race in the desert, buddy. So we're going to have to do a little bit of research, see if we can go get a car.
Hey, you guys might prefer to, you know, that Can-Am. Those Can-Ams are pretty dope.
Oh, I'll drive whatever. I can talk to the Honda guys. We can see if maybe the Polaris guys will let us. Well, I wasn't supposed to say Honda. I got my Polaris shirt on. and you don't get sand in them. You're not getting stuck. Oh, there you go. So, yeah, apparently everybody's on the UGG trip these days.
Do you keep you warm?
Oh, does it give you a better throttle response, too?
Yeah, right? I like this, dude. If you ain't crocking, you ain't rocking. I like it.
I didn't see that one. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
100% accurate.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. People in their shoes, man. Dog, Netflix or YouTube?
Jacob.
RJ and Todd are battling it out in the comments.
Uh-oh.
You wear parachute boxers? Oh, here we go, dude. Let's see what happens. So Netflix or YouTube, Jacob?
YouTube.
Netflix.
You're going because of that F1 series Driven?
I haven't started it yet, but my parents started.
You're going to die. It's so really good. Yeah, it's so good.
You know, another show is The Haunting of Hill House. That's really good, too.
What is it?
Haunting of Hill House. Watch it. It is super, super good.
What is Outer it? Bank. Like, what? Horror?
It's got a horror twist, but it's not scary, but it is. It's really cool, and it has a really different storyline to it.
All right. Burrito or taco?
Taco.
Burrito.
Dude. No. Yeah, Drive to Survive is super heat. Yeah, it really is. Like, that was, like, I was so into it. I just finished season 3. You're definitely going to have to watch it. But have you seen it, Jacob, or no?
I have not, no. I don't watch that much TV, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't either, but when I do...
Busy being famous and swole over here, so...
Do you wear your sunglasses at the gym?
I do not. I'm not that swag.
Jacob rolls in. I can just picture him. Like, he's got the sunglasses with the straight stripes across him. He rolls in. He's got like 30 people behind him just flexing.
Yep. Pulls up in his Raptor, just like pulls in. Yeah, with his moon boots, gets out.
Yep.
When it's icy out, I will kind of whip a few, you know, fast turns into the gym parking lot and act like I'm Mr. Big Shot.
Dude, I like your style. Yeah, Stoked to Shred just chimed in. And he said tacos and cactus cooler. Thumbs up, dude. I feel you, dude. Him and I just became best friends. I broke up with both of you, and we just became best friends. Let's see. Okay, so Jacob, you don't watch Supercross or Motocross, so let's just go with a different question. Let's do short course or works.
Works, probably. I haven't raced either, but works looks a lot cooler.
Me, works. I have a champion there.
Yeah, girl. What other form of racing would you like to try?
Ooh, probably high speed stuff, like quarter miles.
Oh, you're gonna go drag racing?
Yeah.
Because you're all about that power.
All about that power,
dude. The only problem is if you go into like drag racing, let's just say you do like a funny car or something, then your dad's going to have to be total funny car guy because he's going to want to make the most power out of that big old V8 or whatever those engines that they use are.
Yeah, yeah. I like to go fast, man. I'm guilty.
That's cool, though. I've never heard anybody actually say that. What did you pick on the show, Brooke? You got to change it up this time.
I either said NASCAR or F1.
Is one of the two. What are you picking today?
I'm probably picking NASCAR.
You're going NASCAR, boy?
I'm going NASCAR.
What number are you going to be? 3, doing it for Dale?
I'll probably be 17 because that's my racing number.
Let's see here. What other form? Okay, last question of the night, dude. Chips and guacamole or French fries and ranch?
Chips and guac. All day.
What'd you say, Brooke? I didn't hear you.
Chips and guacamole.
Okay, good. We can stay best friends. We're all good. Yeah, Jacob, that is the Porsche tuning king, 200 plus. Oh, he did tune a Porsche or tune Porsches?
Yeah, he broke the record in like 2009 for fastest quarter mile in a Porsche.
No shit, really?
Yeah, I think it was like 217, 218, something like that.
God dang, are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, that is so fast. Well, I wonder what kind of other mods. Does he still have that car?
I don't believe so. I think he sold it to some guy in the Middle East, but it was a crazy car.
Dude, respect. That's super cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea. If you got a dude, I want to see two pictures. I want to see a picture of that snow scoot, and then also want to see a picture of that that car. Oh, RJ said YouTube him. Dude's legit.
Oh, how?
I never knew that. So he's got runs on YouTube?
Yeah.
Dude, that is so sick. I definitely want to see that. I'll definitely try to check it out, RJ. So thanks for giving me the insight on all that stuff. All right, guys. Well, since we're going to bail out right now, you guys have anything else that you want to share? You guys got any funny stories? Actually, you know what? That's going to be a rapid fire. Give me one funny story about Brooke, Jacob.
Can Brooklyn go first? Because I can't think of one.
Okay. Brooke, do you have a funny story about Jacob?
Okay, so we were at Glamis, and I was helping him try to find girls. And so he put his number and name in Snapchat on a duct tape thing and put it in front of his station. So every girl that came up seen his Snapchat and his name.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a pretty good marketing tactic. Good job, bud.
Brooklyn thought it was funny, but...
Oh, it was great.
It worked, like, twice out of, like, it's, like, a 50%. Not great numbers, but, I mean...
The ratio wasn't that great?
No.
How about the talent? Was the talent good out of the ratio?
He got more guys than anything.
Yeah.
You definitely don't want that, man. That sucks.
Yeah.
Me and yeah, Lindsay said me and RJ and Todd have a lot of good ones for.
No, Lindsay, stop right now.
I Am Dead. Brooke is on fire. That's a pretty good one. Is yours going to be at the Dunes too, Jacob, or is it somewhere else?
Sorry, what was that?
Is yours going to be at the Dunes too, or is your funny story somewhere else?
I'm still trying to think.
If you don't, dude, Brooke's going to probably have another funny story and, like, blow you out again if you don't come up with something quick.
RJ, stop right now.
Dude, this salad thing, I'm going to have to try to figure this out off air.
Yes, I have a good story. It's kind of about me, but it's also about Brooklyn. We're in Phoenix at RJ's place, and this was right before we were about to get the cars wrapped, and we're like heading out for the night, and there's a CrossFit gym like across the way from RJ's place, and Brooklyn was like, "Hey, yo, go talk to those girls that are doing CrossFit over there." And I'm like, "Bet, I will." So then I go run over there, and I start to slow down, and I'm like kind of walking over, and I get like 15 feet away, and I just turn away because I was super scared, and Brooklyn gave me a bunch of shit for that, and I was, yeah.
I have a literal video proof of that.
You just choked right in the middle of it, or what?
Yep.
Dude, you got to go in there with some confidence, son.
Yeah, I didn't have that, but... Yeah.
I do appreciate Brooke for trying to throw you in the fire, though. That's pretty cool.
At the Dunes, I called a girl over for him. She was super cute, like perfect for him, and he flicked.
Really?
Yeah.
Next time, you maybe just do something a little bit easier on him. Just be like, "Hey, this girl wants to go for a ride. Take her for a ride, Jacob." Yeah. Oh, man. Yep. Richard Jeffries just said weak stick, choked. So, I don't know if what you're doing around the May 24th time, Brooke, but we are, and you too, you as well, Jacob, but we actually are going to have a show over at Jeffrey's Performance, a Dirt Life show over there. So, we'll be in Phoenix. We'll be able to hang out with all those guys and stuff. So, if you guys get time or if you're in the area, I would love for you guys to stop by and eat some tacos with us.
Yeah, for sure. I'd be down.
Be super cool. How often do you guys get down to Phoenix?
I don't know about Brooklyn, but I'm down there for probably like 1 week out of the month usually.
Oh, well, in May, maybe you can make it that week.
Yeah, I'll definitely try.
That'd be super cool. I've seen Brooklyn down there a few times, so we know that she can drive her Mustang pretty fast if she needs to get somewhere. all right. Well, do you guys have anything else that you want to talk about before we hit the road?
Brooklyn?
I don't think so. Other than like, thank you for again having us on, and it's been super fun, and
both of you,
a lot of fun.
Both of you guys did a fantastic job. You guys are well spoken and you guys have high energy, so I really appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out with us. It's really cool too to be able to get a little bit of an insight on your guys' personalities and obviously your guys' stories and what you guys do behind the scenes. And everybody sees you at the races, right? But they don't really know who you are. So thank you very much for giving the opportunity for everybody to know what kind of people you actually are.
Yeah, thank you. We really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. I'll save this thing. So it'll probably be up in, I don't know, half an hour or something. You guys can share it with all your homies.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, good night, guys. We'll see you guys later.
See ya.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. It was really cool that Brooke and Jacob were able to come on and hang out with us. So Monday show, we are going to be here at IMG Motorsports. We're going to be hanging out with none other than Jarrett Brooks, Pro 2 driver. So come hang out with us. We won't be live on Instagram, but we'll be live on Facebook and YouTube. So good night, guys. See ya.
Bye.